Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Rees spoke. We listened to most of it. After we cut away, Tommy was asked, you know, we've seen the offense here with Kevin for 8 games, 2-6. How might the offense be different with Tommy Rees calling plays? And here's what Tommy Rees had to say.
Because it's the same playbook, because it's still collaborative, do you think, like, just watching the game, the offense and how it operates is going to look much different than it did the first 8 weeks?
I'll ask you next week, I guess. You know, I would think every play caller is going to have a different feel, a different spin on things. They're going to have things that they value, things that they want to get to. Kevin and I are not the same person, although, to your point, we have enough in our offense to make it look different in spots. We have enough depth in what we're asking those guys to do to make it look different. But I think some of the core principles continue on. We just have to do them at a higher level. I'm not going to put any labels on it. We want to go out there and play sound football, put our players in the right spots, and have success. Like, look, we got to score points. We got to stay on the offense. To sit here and say a bunch of stuff that it's going to look like, you know, we want to maximize the guys we have. And that's looked different. First year I called plays at Notre Dame looks different than when I was at Alabama. It's just you're trying to maximize the guys you have on the roster.
Maximize the guys you have on the roster. That, he's mentioned that a couple of times then.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they've been maximizing the guys so far?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I mean, like them, don't like them, whatever. Jerry Jeudy, until further notice, is the best wide receiver this team has. That hasn't worked.
Yeah.
So you're not maximizing Jerry.
No.
Correct?
Again, the question of, is it the offense, or if he drops a pass, then, you know, you're...
Yeah, I know he's had, issues. I know he's had some issues with drops. I know that. But you're still not maximizing him.
No, you're right.
Get him the ball. You know, get him the ball. Figure it out. I know he has to catch it. Figure out ways to put the ball in his hands and let him go. David Njoku. Do you feel David's been maximized so far?
No, I feel like there's way more that they can do. But
I think so too.
If you feel like you need to keep Njoku, and we're talking about going to this two tight end package more often, which is a very Kevin thing, which is fine. I have no problem, because having Fannin and Njoku out there at the same time as an outlet, I think is fantastic. I think both those guys are high percentage plays to be able to get the ball down the field. No one's asking for more than 7 or 8 yards out of a tight end, right? Are you? I mean, you might ask a tight end to go hit the line so you can get a first down, and tight ends, because they're a little bit bigger, maybe are a little more apt to wanting to cut across the middle and get into that danger zone.
Yeah.
Because they have the body types to do it. And Fannin is just like a bulldog, man. I love the yards after the catch of that dude. He just is like, he's remember the Fred Flintstone when he was playing at Princeton? And Fred had like 15 guys on him.
On his back?
Yeah, and he was twinkle toes.
Fred was just plowing through, baby.
Wasn't he twinkle toes? Wasn't that his? Or was that just his bowling?
That was bowling.
That was bowling, sorry.
Yeah, when he was bowling.
But when he was playing football, man, I mean, like.
I believe.
All the other guys couldn't bring him down. That's Harold Fannin right there. He's a Fred Flintstone type runner once he gets the ball, which is outstanding.
That's great to hear, Fred.
Oh, Bernie.
Micah is in Cuyahoga Falls. Micah?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. I think, though, that Tommy Rees, honestly, isn't going to change much when the offensive line is allowing 35% get into the quarterback on dropbacks. You know, I think that there's not much that can change when our offensive line is not doing much of anything. Our players got to start first before our coaches, you think.
offensive linemen will tell you, Micah, they love to run block. So maybe
yeah, they do.
Maybe run blocking is their strength, and maybe the more you run, the better your pass blocking becomes because you're not doing it more than any team in the NFL.
I'm just not sure how much we can maximize our receivers and our the rest of our team when all we're doing is run blocking and not getting our players down the field and hitting our players. Doesn't help that the rest of them are dropping passes too, like you said with Jerry Jeudy or David Njoku.
All right, Micah. Micah doesn't sound real optimistic.
Well, I don't think anybody should be right now.
Well, they've given us no reason to be.
The personnel hasn't changed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
So now all we're doing is, I don't even have an analogy for it.
You're trying to tweak some things, and maybe I'm going to cling to this. Maximize your personnel. That's what he talked about. That to me means I expect to see more of Jeudy. I expect to see more of Njoku. And probably more of Judd, which I don't think is a bad thing. We were talking the other day after work, and it was about Kevin catching grief and quarterbacks and blah, 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 blah. And I just wanted to double check. So I looked a couple of things up last night, including playoff games. Kevin has had 12 different starting quarterbacks in 95 games as head coach of the Browns.
Here. How many?
12.
That's insane.
In 95 games, yeah. Because Kevin is in the middle of year number six, and he's had 12 different guys start at quarterback for him. Now, three of them, you know, started only one game. But best winning percentage of a quarterback under Kevin Stefanski here in Cleveland, who do you think it is? This is a loaded question, by the way.
It's got to be Joe Flacco.
It's not. It's Case Keenum. He was 2-0.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But guess who was next? Baker Mayfield. Baker was 18-14 here under Kevin. And
wait, percentage or wins?
Winning percentage.
Oh, that's right. Joe lost games this year. Yeah,
yeah. Winning percentage. Baker was second. Baker and Case Keenum are the only quarterbacks who have a winning record under Kevin. And I know Baker's getting a lot of credit, deservedly so, for the way he's playing in Tampa and everything else. Baker's best one-loss record was under Kevin Stefanski. He's not won 11 games since he won 11 games with Kevin, for whatever that's worth. But this just kind of leads to it screams about the lack of continuity at that position and the trouble the team has had. We all know it, but with Flacco, because this year didn't go real well, Andy, and the playoff game didn't, 5-5. So though Joe had that great stretch where he went 4-1 in the regular season, he ended up 5-5 as a Browns quarterback. Deshaun's right there with him. Deshaun's 9-10 under Kevin Stefanski, so a .500 quarterback. And remember the year that Flacco went 4-1, or was it 5-1? Deshaun did as well, so that was interesting. Jacoby Brissett played pretty well here, but still they were just 4-7. P.J. Walker, you won a game with P.J. He started two games for Kevin, went 1-1. Jameis was 2-5. Seemed like lost opportunity with Jameis, because Jameis made some guys look pretty good.
And he was fun.
But he was throwing the ball all over the place. That didn't work. Dylan is 1-3, one of the lower winning percentages so far, by the way, with Kevin. DTR is worse at 1-4. And then Bailey Zappi, Jeff Driscoll, Nick Mullins each lost their only start. But that's 12 quarterbacks in 5.5 years for Kevin.
Yeah, I'm talking about offensive coordinators for Gabriel. Think about that for Kevin.
It's
not a recipe for success.
No, it's not. Ryan is in Medina. Hey, Ryan.
Rhino.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Well, you know what?
Nope.
This is a rerun of what we've seen in past, as you guys know, in past errors of the Browns. We can look at Bud Carson, who didn't know how to call plays. And
Bud didn't call plays. He was a defensive coordinator.
Huh?
Bud didn't call plays. He was the defensive coordinator.
Well, the past guys calling plays that substituted for the coach, head coach?
Lindy Infante?
Years.
The offensive coordinators. Lindy Infante called plays for Marty Schottenheimer.
Lindy Infante. Well, I would give Infante a little bit more credit than the others, wouldn't you?
Yeah. He did a nice job here, Ryan. Thank you. Offensive coordinators sometimes call plays.
Well, he might have had a point.
That was going nowhere.
Well, maybe he was trying to get somewhere.
Well, good.
He was trying to establish the floor there, Andy, Your Honor.
Trying to run a show here.
I know. Well, he was trying to give you his resume before he got to.
He thought Bud Carson called offensive plays. Can we stop there?
Bud was a nice guy, though, wasn't he?
Well, he seemed like a fine fella.
Think about how hard it is to get a coach here since Marty.
Right? Oh, Bud? Bud was awesome.
I'm not saying he wasn't awesome. I'm just saying to have a winning coach since Marty. Consistent winning coach.
Bad.
Since Marty. Help me.
Consistent winning coach since Marty Schottenheimer?
It's the guy you have now, isn't it?
Bill Belichick was okay.
Maybe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.